Blog Talk Radio.
Empire State of Mind. Let's go.
Finger looking up. I'm ready for tonight. I feel good, real good. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm gonna take advantage of all these flashing lights. Cause it's the best time for it. We can do it
all right now.
Was a road at the end. Pretty girls, cars, and bankrolls. Gold and platinum plaques, a couple million sold. Fans screaming they love me, selling out my shows. I put in hard work. Look, if you don't get your all, then it won't work. I've been waiting on this big solution, giving birth. Gotta believe in yourself and gotta know your worth. I did it clean as a whistle, stayed away from dirt. I told you I'ma get it. Everybody they talking, I dreamt about how I'm living. Reality was written, I put effort in my vision. That's why I hustle so hard to be the best that ever did it. Oh.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. I am your host, Kendrick Gordon, along with my lovely and beautiful hostess with the mostest, Mrs.
Kelsey Gordon. Hello, everybody. I hope that everyone is having a fabulous, fabulous day. I know I've had a great day, so I'm so honored and we're so blessed to have you join us this evening. Woo! We have been gone from you guys for about a week now. So last week we had Memorial weekend, Memorial Day. So we didn't do the show last Monday night, and we know you all missed us. We know you missed us. But guess what? We're back. It's a new month, and we're ready to take it by storm. Ain't that right, Ken?
That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right. We are very, 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 very happy to have you all back with us. If you are joining us live, thank you so much. If you are just now joining us and you have friends and family that want to join, you can always, always, always let them know. Dial in at 646-564-9774, or they can log on to blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Radio, where they can actually click on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey link and join in the show live online. All right. So we have an amazing, amazing month that we're going to be kicking off here today. It is June 1st, 2015, and this month we are on the Success Factor going to call it All About the Music, all right? We are all about the music this month, so every Monday night, kick in with us. We'll have a special guest that will be a musical artist in one form or fashion, in some type of different genre that we know that may not everybody else knows, but we want to get you out there and put you out there for the people to hear your music. So if you are a musician that wants to be connected, please, please, please give us your information. We do have a couple spots left for the rest of the month, so please do give us a call or log in and hit us up on the social media sites where we have KD Gordon, Kelsey Gordon. You can hit us on Twitter at Kelsey or at KendrickG97, and also on Instagram at KendrickG97 or at Kelsey Gordon. All right. Now, for some quick announcements, we have an awesome, awesome lineup here at the Destiny Empowerment Radio Network. We have a total of about 4 shows that we have running right now. The first show we have airs each and every Sunday night at 7 p.m. It is Keeping It Together with Montavian Morrow. Montavian Morrow is a relationship coach. He will talk with you about everything from marriage to single life to single parenting to co-parenting. Each and every week he will have something new for you. Please stay tuned to him on each and every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. Also, we have our show here tonight. Success Factor is every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. And on Tuesdays, we have the Business Makeover edition of Destiny Empowerment Radio with your host, Ms. Sharice Riley. That is from every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. till 6:45 p.m. She will be bringing you information with regards to your business on how you can make your business a better business, or if you're wanting to get started in business, she can give you tips on how you can get your business kicked off and rolling in the right direction. And last but not least, we have the real estate edition of Destiny Empowerment Radio with our own Mr. Vincent Michael Scott, should be beginning this week on Thursday. That will be June the 4th, and we will give you more information as that comes along. Kelsey, I know you have another announcement with regards to the Tell Summit that we recently had.
That's right. That's absolutely right. We had an amazing Tell Summit on the weekend of Memorial Weekend. And I tell you, listening audience, if you did not tune in to our amazing Tell Summit, it's okay, because guess what? We do have the links in order for you to purchase this amazing event. That's right. You can purchase this amazing event to hear all 11 speakers, including myself and Mr. Kendrick Gordon. We were able to be humbled and blessed to grace the platform ourselves. So if you weren't able to attend and you weren't able to dial in via your home from your car to listen to this summit, that's okay. Just for an amazing $24, you can have access to this amazing event. We have the links on our pages, and we'll also post the link in our event page for those who are in the event page on Facebook, and we'll make sure we get you connected. But I tell you, we had an awesome time, didn't we, Ken? We just really was blessed, and we just shut the house down. And so if you want to go back and be able to get recreated, revived, and renewed, then I recommend that you please go out and get this telesummit.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we have all of our announcements are out of the way at this particular time. We have an amazing guest tonight. He is an amazing, amazing gospel jazz artist. If you have never heard of gospel jazz, where have you been? I mean, this is an individual who has been a blessing to many across the country and soon to be across the world with his amazing, amazing gift of song. He can play the saxophone like nobody I have ever heard, and I can't wait to bring him on to you after this break. But when we come back, our guest for tonight will be none other than Mr. Dean Mills. We'll be right back with the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey after this short break.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Defined, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteaplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
And we are back and we are live on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. As I just stated a minute ago, we have an amazing guest who is joining us right now. If I can just bring him on the line, we have none other than the gospel jazz artist himself, an amazing psalmist, an amazing instrumentalist, Mr. Dean Mills. Welcome to the show, Mr. Dean. How are you?
Woo-hoo!
Awesome.
I'm doing good. How are you all?
We're doing fine, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got done fishing. I'm having a good day.
So did you catch anything?
I didn't catch anything, but it was fun anyway.
Yeah, you have to be a man to understand that one, sweetheart.
Oh, no.
I'm just being silly. But to be honest with you, Dean, it's an awesome pleasure to have you on the show today. All I have to say is, there's very few times when I meet people that connect with me on a level, on a quick level, where I can just see you and I shake your hand. And that happened between you and I, because I was just like, when I first shook your hand, I was like, I feel like I know this guy. I feel like I know this brother, because you're just that kind of an amazing guy. And one thing that caught me off guard is how a lot of artists are very artsy and this and that and the other. You're a simple guy, man. So kind of, tell us, who is Dean Mills?
Well, I can't help but be simple. I'm a farm boy from Michigan, and moved out of Michigan to escape milking cows for the rest of my life, and went to California for 20 years, and then moved about a decade ago to Dallas to pursue the music opportunities.
Awesome. So, who are some of your musical influences? What got you to want to go into music in particular?
Well, being raised on the farm, the only thing around us was was country western and folk singing. And my older brother, by mistake, he was in Kmart, and he was in the bargain bin, and he picked up two albums. One was Lou Rawls, and one was the anthology album for the Temptations. And he brought them home, and he couldn't stand them, and he gave them to me, and I was like, it was kind of like the movie The Jerk, I was like, what's this? And from then on, that's what kind of drew my interest to R&B and then soul and gospel after that. So
awesome. And we can definitely hear that in the way that you play, in the way that you sing. See, a lot of people, think of jazz a lot of times as just a lot of instrumentals. But there are some amazing, amazing jazz singers, and it's like when you hear someone sing jazz, and I'm not talking about those who scat, nothing against those, because we had some great people who came before and were scat kings and queens. But when I listen to jazz now, that I like as far as the contemporary style, I like your Will Downing and so forth.
Yeah.
And because the sound is very smooth, a lot of people think of jazz as being that high pace, what was played back in the 20s and 30s, where, there were big riffs and big everything going on. And so I was just like, to me, jazz, today's jazz, the contemporary, the slower, the smooth, what we call smooth jazz. That's what really gets to me, because I love to just sit and listen to good music, So I definitely love that about it. What made you, though, decide to go into not only jazz, but to say, hey, I'm going to give this thing over to God, and it's going to be gospel jazz?
Well, you know, it's I was raised in a church, and that's raised on, you know, the hymns and such. And then when I went to California and actually got into a slash R&B jazz group, I noticed that a lot of the folks in the R&B industry and jazz industry were, I mean, they were their roots were the church, and a lot of them were, you know, they were saved folks doing jazz, like Jonathan Butler. He was known for being on the charts as a secular artist, but nobody right. knew that he loved the Lord. He's now made that transition where it's all just, you know, kind of praise and worship.
Right.
Being able to combine those two, and then I know early on it wasn't really accepted, because when you mentioned the word jazz, a lot of people came out of this, you know, came out of the jazz clubs and were living, you know, any kind of way. And so when they hear mm-hmm. the word jazz, it automatically, you know, brings a wall up for them to listen to. So, I mean, it's accepted in some areas. I notice if I'm going into a church that is not familiar with me, I just call it, you know, gospel. You know,
right.
If you put gospel jazz, a lot of people automatically put up a wall, and you know, it's harder to reach folks like that. So.
Right. And I do know that from a standpoint of when things are traditional, as far as, you know, when you go into churches, you know, things are kept pretty conservative, pretty traditional to a feel. And so when you hear the music, even though we have newer music now, you know,
yeah.
they try to make sure it maintains that uplifting gospel inspirational feel. And so, like, you know, I'm a youth minister. So when I minister to youth, I meet them where they are. That generation loves hip hop. So there's
right,
gospel
right.
hip hop. And so I actually played that in the church because we were doing a presentation for our youth. And people were like, "You were playing secular music." No. That's actually gospel rap.
It's
gospel rap, but you know, because they don't understand it. There are artists who have gone into those avenues, like jazz, like rock, like rap, but have not utilized that for a secular calling. They've utilized
yeah.
it more so for their ministry. And so
right.
when they see that, it's like, you know, they kind of shy away from it. So. It really bothered me when those things happened at first, and now it's just like, well, you just got to take the time and learn to accept it, you know, because it's not that it's going anywhere. Matter of fact, those genres are really growing these days. I'm talking about in all different aspects, you know, are growing, and
right.
people are looking
yeah.
for different ways to express themselves, especially in their praise to God. And so your praise just happens to be on the sax and behind the mic. So hey, it is what it is, but it's what you do to give God His glory.
Right, and you know, and Ken, also I've learned that especially on the last three albums that I've had, I always put a traditional hymn like "Amazing Grace" or "I Surrender All" or something that is recognizable, particularly to the
right.
old folks, and. You play that in church, and all of a sudden those crossed arms, you know, become loose.
Right.
And you've won them over, and then they're willing to listen to the rest of the CD or other music in general. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so
I know
maybe
Kelsey had a question. Yeah.
I do. So being leading into where you're at, how do you deal with the naysayers and the critics and stuff who don't necessarily, you know, buy into what you're presenting? How have you dealt with that?
Well,
with the adversity of it?
Usually when I'm playing, I'm invited. I'm invited by somebody in a position of power. And so, you know, what that in itself paves a way. And then I think once you're on stage, and if people realize that it's not about you, you're not coming in there expecting, you know, certain things in the green room and, you know, all these high maintenance things that come along with being an artist that some people think they have to have. I think what transfers from the stage to the audience, people get who you are. People get who you are. Mm-hmm. If someone's all about themselves, that comes off on stage. Very rarely can people cover that up. And I don't know. I just be me, and hopefully, you know, folks like it. But once again, I know it's not for everybody. So I did a concert recently where I looked in the back and someone had their fingers in their ears. So, I mean, that used to throw me off. They used to throw me off, but I'm like, well, not everybody has their fingers in their ears. It's just one person out of 100. So,
right.
So I mean, right. you just got to deal with it. You can't take it personal because not everybody likes it. No.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? I did not know anything about gospel jazz, really, until of recent months. And my flavor has kind of changed, if that makes sense. You know, I've always been just straight gospel. Never really thought of anything outside of there even being gospel jazz until of recent months. And I have grown this passion to just love it. I just love it, you know, because it really takes me into my worship, for real. Really, it does take me into my worship. And so when you say that, you know, when you said about moments earlier when you talked about the arms being folded and when you put in I Surrender All or Amazing Grace into that, so, you know, you get everybody else buy-in, the older generation, their buy-in and stuff, I can see how that happens. Because if I'm out in the church organization and, you know, and attending and stuff, and someone gets on the stage and they're playing, you know, playing the jazz stuff, I can picture seeing how some of the older generation had looked at you.
And they will let you know.
But when you say that, because now looking back on it, even in my church right now, and I thought about it, you know, even when we went before, and Ken, you have to jump in here, when we used to go to visit your mom's church at time, I forget his name, and he was playing at my birthday party, my 40th birthday party. His name is on the top of
my... Oh, Don Diego.
Yes.
Oh, he's my friend on Facebook, yeah.
Well, he has, you know, been in different settings, and they was like, oh, I know he didn't just come out the club and come in here and give us this. Well, yes, he did, you know, and I've seen that. So I definitely can relate to you, right, when you say that.
Yeah.
Definitely. So
you know, Ken, I think...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We think the same thing, so go ahead. I'll let you go.
See, that's when we know we're equally young. But I'm just going to tell you this. You know, speaking of, you know, music, we haven't heard any just yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to remedy that right now. Speaking of some traditional gospel songs, we're going to play Amazing Grace and I Surrender All. It's kind of a mashup that Mr. Dean Mills blessed us with. It's off of his album, No Longer Bound. So we will be right back with The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey right after this song from Mr. Dean Mills, and hope you all enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
worship right now. God is so good. I mean, and my all-time favorite song, can I tell you, is I Surrender All. It's one of my all-time, and you, I mean, Dean, you just blessed my spirit. I can have benediction at this point, but I won't. Because you got something else amazing, too, I know.
Wow, Dean. So, again, have you worked with any different artists and so forth? Any notable artists that you can share with us? Any collaborations you've done recently?
Well, I haven't really collaborated with anybody as far as recording goes, but when I was living in California, I did some things with Smokey Robinson, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Rippingtons. That's a jazz group.
Okay. Yeah.
Marilyn McCoo, Billy Davis Jr. I mean, this was quite a while ago. But once I started recording on my own, as far as collaborations, I usually have on my CD as doing their own music, so people would get kind of a smorgasbord when they buy my CD and be exposed to other artists. So
awesome. So you definitely have that give back spirit, you know, to reach back and, you know, pull up up and coming artists that you know, just looking for a platform themselves. I'm just kind of putting that out there. That pretty much about right, though.
Yeah, in fact, some of them are. I mean, one of the guest artists is actually Kirk Whalum's, you know, full time keyboardist, and the guy's got incredible voice and can play the, you know, keyboard like nobody's business. And he's on my, I think, two of my CDs. And, you know, when you're playing with an artist like that, you know, people come to hear Kirk Whalum and whatever, you know, vocalist, Layla Hathaway, whatever vocalist he has in his concerts, where it really doesn't give the opportunity for, I mean, his whole band is just, you know, really stacked as far as talent goes. And people have their own individual things going on that people just aren't aware of.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. So, you know, in influences you mentioned, like, you know, the Temptations, Lou Rawls, sort of those early influences, are there any artists right now currently that you look at in not just in a gospel jazz arena or just gospel, but just artists that you admire because of their work that they have out currently?
Right. Well, Kirk Whalum would be at the top of the list, because Kirk Whalum and Jonathan Butler. And those guys, they are not ashamed of the gospel. So when you go to the concert, they come out right up front, and let you know. And you know, it's like you came to hear me, you're going to get some of Jesus too. So those are the two top ones that come to my mind right now.
Okay. Now, this next song that we're about to – go ahead, Kim.
Well, before you do that, before we go to a song, I do have a question. When it comes to living your dreams and aspirations, if you could share with our listening audience, what is the key thing that keeps you going in doing that? Because I'm pretty sure we have people who are aspiring to be in the music industry and aspiring to – you know, go forth and hearing your story and where, you know, and how you you are just a simple guy from Michigan.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm still aspiring.
You're still aspiring.
Aspiring. But my view is being God's will, because I've wasted probably 20 years trying to do it the way the world does, and even the world has crept into the way gospel music is done. And it's like crabs in a bucket, everybody trying to be the best. And just do the best you can in the gift God has given you. For me, I'm an independent artist. I'm not signed. Haven't had any offers lately to be signed. But my goal is to record as many projects as I can before I die, and those projects can live on and you know, hopefully be in somebody's hands and make an impact after I'm gone. So that's my goal, and whatever furthers me to that goal, that's what I do. And you know, it's a long hard road, but if you're meant to do it, I mean, you love every minute of it. There's tough times, but you gotta just stick through them.
Right.
I agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Now here's something that we're about to get ready to do here in just a little bit. We're gonna get ready to open the phone lines, but before we do, I want them to actually hear Dean Mills' voice. I'm telling you, if you listen to this man's voice, just the smoothest voice I have heard, and it's just amazing, and it's a great song that we're about to do. I believe Kelsey has fallen in love with this particular song.
I have fallen head over heels in love, and I can thank you for just turning me on to this one. This is my. I'm just gonna tell you right now. That's my favorite. It's my favorite. I'm sorry. It is, Dean. I love it.
That's all right, babe. And the song is "Complete Me" off of the album "Complete Me," again by Mr. Dean Mills. So if you are online, if you are listening on the phone, you might want to pull over, because this song is definitely one you have got to listen to and let it do what it do for you, because God is really, really moving in this song. And I'm telling you, I really appreciate God for using you, Dean, to write this particular song. It is amazing. So right now, you will hear "Complete Me" by Dean Mills here on The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey.
Coming down from up above. to love me. I wouldn't have it any other way. Please forgive me. I know that I need you. I need to be set free. Though I've tried it many other ways.
Once again, Dean, once again, you have so blessed us with your music here today, man. It is amazing. It's amazing. Wouldn't you agree, Kelsey? Hello?
Kelsey's gone.
She's gone.
I'm not. I said I had to gather my thoughts. I said I had my meat and potatoes. I'm over here shaking my head because I just I don't have my meat and potatoes, y'all. You guys, I can go to bed now. My soul. And then I didn't even the whole album. So this is what I think. Mm-hmm. Think, listen, audience, this is not even the whole album. We just gave you two songs off two different albums. Just imagine. Just imagine. So listen, audience, we have opened up the phone lines, and we're going to give you an opportunity to call in and chat, and, you know, even if you just have a question or want to leave your tell us how great the show is, you can reach us at
646. Also, our chat is open.
Yes, our chat is open. So you can reach us at 646-564-9774. And you can press option 1, and we'll be able to bring you on the line with us and Mr. Dean Mills. So please feel free to blow up the chat line, and also be able. And you also are welcome to call in at this time. So Dean, I do have a question for you, and it's a selfish one for me. So, Dee, we have this amazing, amazing Recreating You conference that we're doing in Jamaica. And so
Ooh.
I have to, yes, in Jamaica. So I have to ask this question to you, if you would be willing to join us in Jamaica for our travel to perform at our live Recreating event in Atlanta. I'm saying Jamaica, but I mean Atlanta. I apologize. Atlanta. I have, you know, we have so many booking events and stuff. So Atlanta.
Don't send me to the wrong spot.
Exactly. Let me not send you to the
wrong spot. He could go to Jamaica and never come back.
I know. We're having our Recreating You event in Jamaica as well. But we do have our live Recreating You event in Atlanta, and I have to ask you and you know, of course, talk to your partner in crime, of course, and we'll get back to you on that. But and I know no commit, but just I would just love it if we could have you come and travel and perform for us, you know, at that event. So of course we'll get back to you with that, and we can talk offline. But I just have to, you know, I have to ask that question. You know,
yeah,
I put it out there.
That sounds like fun. I'd love to.
Yes, we would love to have you all with us.
Definitely,
so
love to have you all there. Definitely. So, and also, just for our listening audience, though, you know, while we're still trying to see if any callers are coming through yet, if you would give us just some information on how people can reach out and get with Mr. Dean Mills for booking, or to just reach out to find out more information about who Dean Mills is, what his music's all about, how they can order music. I mean, the floor is yours right now to just kind of give yourself a little bit of a plug here.
All right. Well, there is a website. It's deanmills.org, deanmills.org. Don't go to deanmills.com. That's a retired cop in Vegas. And he's actually a friend of mine on Facebook, so he has been kind enough to put a link on his site to my site because he was tired of getting letters and requests for things that he has nothing to do with. But, yes, deanmills.org. Or you can call 214-938-2940, and that will get you the contact information there.
Awesome.
That's
awesome,
about it.
Awesome. And
yeah.
What about any social media? We know you're on Facebook, but what about are you on any Twitter, Instagram, anything of that nature?
Man, I'm too old school for that. Yeah, I do have a Twitter account, I guess. I guess there's a Twitter account. I all that stuff is on the website, but I've never tweeted in my life, so I wouldn't know what to do.
So
I guess I'm
ghost
too busy. I guess I'm just too busy to do it. But yeah, basically it's just Facebook and the website.
Awesome. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. So, and you can definitely find him on Facebook. Just look up Dean Mills. You'll see a young man, a young handsome gentleman with a saxophone in his hands and looking like he's ready to tear the roof off with it. So definitely look him up. Right now we're still looking for callers to come through. Looks like we're having a little difficulty. I'm trying to work that out here, but in the meantime,
I told
Dean,
you I should have asked my mama call.
Speaking of having your mom call, actually, you have a definite partner in crime, and she has been on it with us. I want to give a special shout out to Miss Tanya Jordan. She has really, really, really been on it, getting us all the information to get you on the show and everything, and to basically put you on this platform here. So a big time shout out. I know that's a very, very special lady for you, sir. And you know, just want to thank you guys for definitely taking the time out to join us today on the show. We still got about 10, 11 minutes left, and trying to get a question here. I have one here who says, In the beginning of your career, how did you end up choosing the saxophone Or do you play any other instruments outside of just the saxophone?
Well, I started, as most people do, in fifth grade band, and I started out on clarinet. And, you know, when you're a fifth grade boy and you're the only male clarinet, you know, it's a peer pressure. It was definitely peer pressure. I switched to saxophone, and they just kind of stuck me out in the hall with a book and told me to catch up with the rest of the band. And so I basically play by ear. I don't read. I can't read music per se. So if I've got to learn something, I've got to learn it by memory, just over and over and over again. So
right.
It's not like anybody can put. And that has some advantages, but there are disadvantages, especially when the group asks you to play with them. And then they throw some music or some charts in front of you, and I have no idea what that stuff is. So that's how
it goes. I will say some of the best musicians that I've come across, they don't know how to read a lick of actual chart music. You know, they kind of flow through it as best they can. But most of it is just, hey, the music's within them.
Right.
And to me, that's where the real passion comes from, because after a while, when you're playing, you know, you have to go into that other area where you become the artist. And I watch it with singers. I watch it to be quite honest with you, I watch it with not just singers and instrumentalists, but also I watch it with this particular group is comedians.
Uh-huh.
And comedians say they have a set and they write and so forth, but sometimes the gift is just the gift.
It
doesn't matter how much training and so forth, technical type training that you have. If you have the gift to be able to do what God has already given you, it's not going to be taken away if you're using it. You know, if you're using it, especially if you're using it for His glory, He's going to elevate it. So, and I believe in all honesty that's what's happened with you, is that God has just taken it over. You've allowed Him to take over, and He says, okay, since you're going to allow me to take over, I'm going to use you to show how good I am. And that's really what we're all here for. We're all here for God's glory. We're all here to make him, we're actually promoting Him. So
fine. I mean, He's all given us individual gifts. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I love to tell all of, like I said, as you finish, I'll tell all the kids, I said, you each have your own special gift. I said, some of you may know it already. Some of you may be on the cusp of knowing it. Some of you may not find out until you're a little bit older. But no matter what, you have a gift. And when God wants it to come out of you, no amount of training, no amount of, different types of studies and this, that, and the other is going to take the place of what He can do in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I again, when God takes over and when we allow God to take over, there is no limits to where He can take us.
And that's just
the truth of it all.
Yeah. So true.
That's just the truth of it all. Go ahead, Kelsey.
Well then we have another question that has come up in the chat room on the board. It said, what advice would you give to upcoming artists that are trying to follow in your footsteps?
In my footsteps particularly?
Mm-hmm, particularly in your footsteps, yes.
Well, I'm if one of my friends told his children growing up, and he used my life as an example. And I didn't know this until later on when they were adults. They said, Mr. Uncle Dean, my dad and mom would tell us and use your life as an example on what not to do. when you're growing up. I mean, I've made so many mistakes, so many poor choices as far as not letting God take the lead. And now that I'm in the, I guess, the sunset of my life, the second half, I don't want to waste any time. I don't have any time to waste. And my advice would be for people, younger people, that stay on track with God, and you won't get off track. You won't waste some of the best years of your life, and you could be so much farther along. I know God can make up those, he can redeem the time and make up those years lost, but the amount of people that can be affected by your life, a life lived for Christ when you're younger, is the key, no matter what it is.
Awesome.
That is absolutely awesome.
And I just want to say once again, Dean, thank you for taking the time out to join us tonight. We're about to get ready to close out the show here today. We really, really, really have enjoyed, Kelsey and I, and just on a personal level, have enjoyed, you know, getting to know you, getting to know Tanya, and just getting to know you as a musician as well, as an artist, because there's amazing things that we're hearing as far as your music is concerned. And I'm going to put a petition out to our audience right now. Please, please, please go to www.dmills.org. That's DEANMILLS.org, because he has an amazing gift. Support his music. It is very, 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 very inspirational. And not only that, it is very timely and very powerful and very real, you know. And a lot of times people forget, you know, it, like you were saying earlier, gospel music and so forth, that they miss out on certain things, or they miss certain marks or what have you, Dean. So when we listen to a lot of different artists, you know, they may have the whole inspirational impact, but they have no substance. They have no meat. They don't talk about any relationship with God. Matter of fact, they rarely even bring up God in their music. But when you talk about, especially like in songs such as Complete Me, you're actually pleading to God, look, I'm sorry. Look, I've done things and I've messed up, and you bringing me back, you complete me. So that's exactly what we look for. So, Kelsey, do you have anything else before we wrap it up tonight?
No, I just want to just tell you again, thank you so much. And again, big shout out to the lovely Miss Tanya as well. And we just thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Listening audience, as my husband instructed, please go out and check out his website. Also, we want to thank you as well for tuning in to us tonight on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. Also, listen up. We only have 2 minutes left. An hour goes by really fast when you're having good company and you're having a good conversation. So please, 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 the link to the replay will be posted here shortly. So those of you who did not get to listen to us tonight, you can listen in the archives. Also, please, please, please tune in to us every Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Success Factor. And we so look forward to being with you and chatting with you guys on the board. Again, thank you so much, Mr. Dean Mills, and for again humbling being with us tonight. We just love you so much. And before, as we go out, let's play Complete Me, Ken. Let's take them out.
All right. Be blessed and have a great week, everyone. This has been Ken and Kelsey with the Success Factor. Have a great and awesome and blessed week. Goodbye.
having other things, always knowing they were bad. Finding it hard to carry on, just the way it's always been. To tell you the truth, there ain't nobody like you. Please restore me once again. I know that I love you. I know that you love me. I wouldn't have it any other way.